In the studio, I have the Executive Officer for Child Safe Australia, Neil Milton. He's a local, but he's not really a local because he's all over the country, aren't you, Neil? You're a local, but you're also a national. I know you've been doing things all over the place. Wonderful to have you in the studio today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be back.
It is. And some of you may recall about 12 months ago, we had Neil here in the studio and we were hearing all about, well, Neil, then it was some of the amazing training programs. From memory, there's about 35 of them you were running all over the country. Did you recover from all those?
Yeah, that was a large trip. I mean, we did 35 sessions in every single state and territory in Australia. But it was really good. We actually got a lot of media coverage out of it, and we were able to speak to over 500 people, so that was great.
Wow, and I was fortunate to go along to one of those. And Child Safe Australia, obviously, are a not-for-profit organisation. You are about, obviously, children. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but a bit about you, Neil. You were telling us you've just moved house, but more importantly, let's go back a few years. Where did you hail from originally? Where did you come from?
Yeah, I actually came from Adelaide. Okay. So you probably hear the twang in my voice.
No, I didn't actually.
Times. But people say it all the time that somehow there's a Cockney kind of accent. Uh-huh. Anyway, so from Adelaide, moved over here 5 years ago. Started with World Vision after being in a church, and then went to World Vision, and then and now Child Safe.
Mm. And you've been there about 3 years, is that right?
Yeah, close to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Child Safe, you are an organisation that is kicking above your weight, in my words. The amount that you do, I feel tired just looking at your website, which, by the way, for listeners, if you want to know more, is www.childsafe.org.au. You are doing lots and lots of stuff, but primarily you exist as an organisation, don't you, to broker, to foster child safety?
Yeah, that's right.
As per the name, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. We exist to enable trusted environments for children in organisations, and we've created safer environments for over 229,345 children.
Wow.
And that's a number that we're really proud of. We're aiming to get to 350,000 by the end of 2020. As organisations continue to come on board and partner with us. So, yeah, we work with organisations to prevent harm and abuse of children. There's a law attached to some of the stuff we do, and there's also a hand of, hey, we're here to help you. Mm. And so we've been doing that for over 7 years now, over 12 years. And it's just such an honour to be part of what is actually happening in the community, because now is the time to get this stuff right. You know,
I'm sure there'll be some listeners out there, Neil, who'll be thinking, well, we never used to have child safety organisations. You know, there was always the village looked after the kids and so on. What's changed in Australian society that we, no offence, need organisations like yours now?
Yeah, well, 2012, 2017, there was a Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sexual Abuse, and it really brought out some of the dark side of society. Brought out the fact that trust has disappeared in organisations, that parents are either implicitly trusting of the organisation and the organisation's responsibility to look after children, but also we encourage parents to actually ask the questions of organisations, because you can no longer say, oh, well, I'm just going to drop my child off at netball and think, oh, well, they're going to be safe, because the reality is that you just don't
Which
know.
Which is what every parent wants, of course.
Well, exactly, right. And so, but what the dark side of society is that perpetrators and pedophiles, they desire to infiltrate organisations in order to hurt children. And that's incredibly difficult to say. But what we do is we are in the preventative space as a harm prevention charity, and we work with organisations to close those gaps in their organisation to help them to make sure that they don't have gaps to allow perpetrators in, but they also are following what they need to do from a legal perspective. But we're not a compliance organisation, even though there is compliance attached.
Yep.
We're really passionate about creating a culture of child safety long term. And we've had organisations with us since the beginning, and it's such a privilege to work with organisations that are passionate about it. We still see apathy out there, you know, the whole thing, oh, it won't happen here.
Yeah.
And what I normally say is it won't happen here until it does. And when I met with the Royal Commissioner, former Royal Commissioner Robert Fitzgerald, he said no organisation could say that, because in the Royal Commission, every type of organisation was featured. And And so unless we do everything we can and make sure we do put things in place, then the reality is that it very well could happen.
Mm. Before we go to your first music selection, organisations that you work with, you've mentioned sporting clubs, not-for-profit community groups across the board or
absolutely. What, Neil? Yeah, so we work with churches, so we look after Salvos nationally and Lutheran nationally, etc. But we also work with at-risk youth agencies, childcare centres. We also work with a lot of sporting clubs, not-for-profits, NGOs, pretty much anyone who works with children we work with. And there's 180 organisations we work with in 1,100 places in Australia. And they've got a lot of campuses and a lot of places. And then also we have got a number of tools and services to help organisations to make sure they're doing what they need to do.
And you're with Bruce Argyle here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Community conversations, and that's our alarm just gone off in the background because the power has just come back on here in the studio. Thank you, Cora. That's very helpful. I'm sure our listeners appreciated that as well. Here in the studio, I have the Executive Officer of Child Safe Australia, Neil Milton, and Neil was just giving us a bit of background, wasn't he, on child safety and the importance of it and a bit of the history. And, of course, the context has been the Royal Commission into Child Abuse that we all heard lots about. Neil, I'm just wondering whether you could... I know you do lots, but could you just try and capture how you work with organisations? You know, what's the starting point? Do organisations come to you, or do you approach them? Where does it start, and typically where does it end?
Sure, yeah, so both end. So people do get in touch with us on our website a lot, or through conferences, or we just give people a call and see where they're at. I guess the first thing we do is we ask them a question. We say, you know, how are you... What are you doing to keep children safe in your organisation? They begin to tell us. And then we actually ask them, how are you going with the 7 child safety standards? This is Victoria, obviously.
Yes.
7 child safety standards. And they say, oh, they either go, what child safety standards? Or they go, actually, yeah, we're doing okay. You know, and we begin to talk about them with them. The reality is that every organisation working with children, as of 2016, has to adhere to 7 child safety standards.
Right.
And
they're quite prescriptive, Neil.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And so if they don't, the truth is they can be fined and they can be shut down. And because CCYP, which is the Commission for Children and Young People, they're the regulatory body.
Mm-hmm.
They will give random phone calls. They will rock up randomly and things like that. And if an organisation can't demonstrate 7 child safety standards, and therefore that's where things can get, you know, messy, if you like.
So give our listeners just one or two of those.
The first one looks at governance and leadership. It basically talks around that the governance and the leadership of the organisation sees that child safety is the number one priority, and they focus on making sure that that is embedded within the whole organisation. Mm-hmm. So what they've discovered out of the Royal Commission is they've actually discovered that if the leadership and the board don't understand the importance of child safety and don't want to implement it in the organisation, then the rest of the organisation won't be able to grab hold of it, right?
Yep.
Everything rises and falls on leadership, right?
Sure.
The second one, clear commitment to child safety. A lot of people go, oh, well, why do you have to make a commitment to child safety? The reality is that the front door of your organisation is the website. And so not just people who are looking to go to your organisation are looking at a website, but those that are wanting to infiltrate to hurt the children in your organisation are looking at a website. And so if you have no commitment or any kind of procedures on there and like that, or any downloadable policies, etc., then therefore it may be a gap for someone to actually get in. You know, as I said, code of conduct, child safe policy is another standard. Actually making sure the people that are looking after the children are screened.
Yep.
And that means they need to have a working children check. Mm-hmm. But we recommend to reference checks, etc., etc. It means that if there's an issue, it means that the first thing the insurance companies, the lawyers and police are going to say is, what did you do? What was the reasonable thing you did in order to protect the children?
Okay.
And the reasonable thing you need to do is make sure that you had these things in place.
Fantastic. And your organisation then, having identified, you said off air, you call it a bit of a gap analysis.
Mm.
Having done a bit of that, Neil, then you offer training, resources. Tell us about that.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, if someone wanted to do a gap analysis, then we would come in and look at that across the standards and make sure that they can demonstrate. If they can't, that'll be where the gaps are. And then also what we do is then we respond and we say, okay, here's the stick, if you like. That's the law. But then here's the hand. We're here to help you. We've provided these tools. We've got online child safety training. Face-to-face training we do in organisations. I'm even doing one at Laburnum Cricket Club tonight.
Right.
And then we also offer guides to how to be a child safe organisation. We've also got a tool, a risk management tool, to help people manage their database, their work with children checks, etc., and reminds them when they're due, etc. It's also a mobile-friendly incident reporting app. It's called Safety Management Online, and you can find out all of that stuff on the website.
And I will just give our listeners your website again, Neil, which is www.childsafe, all one word, .org.au. And I was looking on there this morning. You've got a lot of resources that you do offer for organisations on there. Of course, there's got to be a little bit of a cost on this. So,
sure.
But there's ways that people can get sponsorship and support and grants sometimes and things like that too, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, for instance, we just started... I mean, like, it starts at $50 a month, basically. I think that's quite reasonable for what you get. And people say we're too cheap, but we'd rather get people involved than cancel people out the opportunity.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're a local dance club in town or you're a sporting club or whatever it is,
$50 a month, you don't have as many resources.
Right? Yeah.
Sure.
And so people subscribe with us on a monthly basis. And we are able to provide those tools.
Fantastic, fantastic. And you were telling me off air that I think you're the only ones that actually do online training, Neil.
Yeah, so we're one of the only ones that do online training. There's a couple others, but we think ours is pretty good, to be honest with you. We've had over 8,000 people do it, 5,000 last year. And so we've really developed that. And it's a fan. We say that's the sort of the basics of child safety. We'd say every single person who works with kids should do that online training.
We've got lots of people who listen to this show who are involved in community groups, organisations, not-for-profits, businesses and so on. Who would you be recommending to do that sort of training? I mean, everyone in the organisation is probably the answer you're going to give me, but who's most importantly?
I mean, your main people are the people that are either in leadership, as in a board level, but then also those people that are looking after children. So those that have children in their care, whether a childcare centre, a sporting club, maybe you're a coach, maybe you're a team manager, maybe you're a dance leader or something like that, then therefore that would be a really good thing to do.
And Neil, can I use these words, winning the battle? Are you seeing change? Are you seeing organisations that are changing their approach as a result of this?
Well, I think there is some really big things, but I think people do not have to put pressure on themselves, even though there is a time. But it's really important to actually recognise that this is a process.
Yep.
People aren't just going to, like, you can't just implement this in 6 months' time.
Yeah, and then never look at it again.
No, you want to look at that for a year and a half over the time, but you need to have a full implementation plan in place. And our consultancy that we do, we actually give a implementation plan of how to put this in place, what to do, and who to talk to make that happen.
In the studio here today, I have Neil Milton. He's the Executive Officer of Child Safe Australia. He's been here in Healesville for about 5 years and Child Safe for about 3 years. And last year did an amazing roadshow all around Australia, spoke to organisations, did training, ran workshops on the back of the Royal Commission into Child Abuse. And he's landed back on his feet here finally. But Neil, I'm intrigued to know, in all of those travels and with all of the organisations that you work with, that you have had interactions with, what's been the most challenging? What's been, in your dealings with these organisations, what's been the hardest part?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. The first thing I would say is that when people say, oh, we don't need you, we don't need help, it's not going to happen here, we know everyone. The problem is, you know, over 95% of people who experience abuse from someone they know. And so, I mean, I could tell many, many stories.
It's a very scary stat, that one.
Absolutely. Mm. But the other thing I think that is really important is standard number 7 for Victoria, which is...
Sorry, when you say standard number 7, just explain to
listeners. Child safety standard number 7, which is, by law, every organisation has to adhere to this, you know.
Yep.
And it's all about empowering children in your decision-making processes, right? And a lot of people all around Australia, because it's in the 10 stands as well, a lot of people don't know how to do that, right? But what the Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sexual Abuse recognised is that without a child's voice, because what happened is that people were abused, children were abused, they would go to maybe someone in leadership, whatever it is, and the leaders would either discount it, the board would just say, you know, it didn't happen, or, you know, they move priests to different churches or whatever it was, right?
Yep, and the problem then happened somewhere else.
Exactly, right? And so then you've got this massive amount of an awake of destruction, because when someone's abused, it affects them for life. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so empowering children in your decision-making is basically about recognizing that they need a voice in your organization. And so the way in which you do that, it could be, let's say you're a camping organization. We have a lot of camping organizations with us. Before you run a camp, you actually get the kids, some kids, not all of them, but different ages and things like, get together and say, hey, we're going to run this camp. How do you think we can make it the safest camp?
Mm-hmm.
Now, to us, we might go, oh, that doesn't mean much, right? But the reality is, to give them a voice, it's pretty important. So in a local footy club, I did a training, and one of the questions I said was, and what happens is all the parents come in after the game, into the change rooms where the kids are just getting changed, you know what I mean? Like, they're all just stripping off and going, all that sort of stuff, and they're waiting to the presentation stuff. And I just questioned them, and I just said, hey, do you think this is right, you know? Anyway, one of the coaches really took it on board, and they actually asked one of the girls and said, hey, would you like 5 minutes just to have with your team and just, you know, get changed and know any, and by his surprise, she actually said yes.
Yep.
Then they asked the whole team and they said yes. So the next game, all the parents were locked out for 5 minutes, and there were a couple of leaders in there and things, and then the girls got changed and then they came in. Now, that might not mean much to a lot of people, but the reality, that's change. Because that gives a child a voice. They said that they needed that space. The parents have listened.
Sure.
And that's the reality, is adults need to listen to children because they need a voice and they deserve it.
Fantastic, Neil. That's a great example, and it might seem like a little thing, but really it's a very big thing.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, terrific. So what's next for Child Safe Australia? What's coming up in the next 12 months? More of the same. I mean, more organisations. You are a not-for-profit organisation, as I mentioned before, a harm prevention charity, so people can support your work. They can make donations.
They can
support what you're doing. But most importantly, I suspect you're going to say they can get their organisation involved.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that if you have never heard of us, go to childsafe.org.au and look at us, because we are really passionate about creating those safe environments for children. We have everything you need to align with the law in child safety, but also to create that culture, that long-term culture, because the reality is, if there's an abuse in your organisation, it not only destroys the child, but it literally destroys the reputation of the organisation, and depending on how it's handled, it could destroy the organisation. We've seen it done before.
We have seen it.
And I guess our passion is to really enable that trusted environment for children and to help organisations. So if there's anyone in leadership in an organisation working today, you should ask yourself the question, how are you doing everything you can to keep children safe?
Fantastic. Neil Milton, it's been a pleasure having you here in the studio this morning talking about child safety. Thank you so much for the message. For those of you who may have missed it or want to hear it again, it will be podcast, and we'll make that available. It'll be on the Yarra Valley FM website as well. And Neil, we can only finish by saying you're doing a fantastic job, you and your organisation, to increase, promote, and advocate for child safety across the community. So, well done.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's such a privilege to be on today. And I just want to encourage people to really think about how they're really looking after kids, and to make sure that it is a community decision rather than just a one organisation thing.
Mm. Thanks so much, Neil.